Can I just clarify? The planning panel is the consent authority for an application where there's 10 or more objections. If there ceases to be 10 or more objections, the planning panel is not the consent authority.
Right.
So that is a difficulty where we, on the run, receive so-called withdrawals of objections.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the advice of the staff, I think it's my understanding, just speaking quickly with the council officer, that those objections aren't going to be treated as being withdrawals. We don't have time to recheck it all now. They haven't been submitted to the consent authority, so we're treating as those objections still stand. That way, it's not clear-cut that the planning panel can deal with the application. There's only two consent authorities here, the council staff or the planning panel. Does that clarify it? Matter clarified with the council officer, with Luke.
And a proper procedure of governance would be that the people who had made the objections would withdraw them from the council rather than you hand them up now on their behalf. So for us to know that those people were actually withdrawing their own objections rather than the applicant hand them in, that they would need to make contact with the council to withdraw them. Okay.
You don't wish to add anything, do you?
No, but the only thing I can say is they were addressed to the council, and because of the time, I actually sent the assessing officer a request on the 19th of March to consider our answers to his 15 points and the modifications we were proposing. But he said it's too late, it's going to the planning panel.
I think it is too late. I think the panel, it has been referred to the panel. Mm-hmm. It was referred to the panel when there were 10 objections lodged with the council, and we will deal with it. We will deal with the application.
Right. Okay.
We did receive additional information. You've submitted. We have got those points. We have got that. And we have got a separate sheet from Ms. Hill as well.
No, I had a much larger 15 points. The one you've got there, I think, is just the A4 that I submitted.
That's fine.
Yeah. But I had...
I think we feel we've got enough information to determine the application. The issue of objections was more a governance matter in terms of the consent authority, but based on the officer's advice, I think we're comfortable to proceed with the application.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Thank you.
Now, I think the owner wishes to speak, I think.
Good afternoon.
And for the record, your name, please.
Guido Stavenager. I'm the owner of the property together with my wife, Carolina Langbrook. We purchased the property back in 2012 and lived here since. We have made several improvements, such as insulating the main cottage roof space, installed a gas heater, completely renovated the main bedroom, including solid insulated floor, installed ventilation exhaust for both the bathroom and the kitchen range hood. We love the neighbourhood and the looks of the original main cottage form, but the quality of the later addition second bedroom, bathroom and kitchen extension is very poor. Walls, floors and ceilings are not insulated and are all crooked. The slab is not level, it's cracked and has a trip hazard. When it rains hard, water makes its way into the kitchen extension from underneath the walls, and the kitchen ceiling is mouldy during the winter period. Coming from Europe, our desire grew to bring the cottage into the 21st century using passive house design principles. A great feature of the property is the location aspect, with the rear facing more or less due north. As we use the backyard area a lot, we did not want to compromise on its already small size, but we could see the benefit of extending onto the unused space to the side of the property. Together with Chris Brooks, we refined our plans, which now incorporates a north-facing second story with a highly insulated sloped roof, allowing us to install 20 solar panels. The second story overhangs the ground floor, creating a passive shading to block the summer sun while taking it fully in during the winter period. The extension is to be built mostly out of super-insulating hebel blocks on an insulated concrete slab. The concrete slab will be used as a heat sink to eliminate most of our forced cooling and heating. All glazing will be double, sitting inside thermally broken and draft-proof aluminium window frames. Cross-ventilation and a heat recovery system will ensure a healthy indoor environment. The western side of the building will not have windows to avoid the summer afternoon sun heating, and a new living room extension will have a retractable awning for the same reason. That's the same for when we would be to build a second story on top of the kitchen space. It would face west, taking in the full summer sun, which would really create a bad environment. The roof of the new living room extension will have a green roof to further insulate and cool the outside environment. New build area and yard will be dug out by approximately 40 centimeters to optimize the internal ceiling heights while reducing the building bulk when viewed from the street. We managed to design a modest property with a second story and a floor space ratio of only 0.71. Our design also takes into account our next door neighbor property, as it doesn't impede on their outdoor environment, something that would be the case if we are to build a second story on top of our current kitchen extension as proposed by council. Summarizing things, from the outset, our thinking was always to build a high quality and comfortable extension while taking into account our heritage location and therefore minimizing changes when viewed from the street. We feel that our design covers all these areas, and while being on a corner block, some changes to the side of the property will be visible from the street, it is still very sympathetic to its surrounding area and not dominating the main cottage form. We ask you to please take all these design principles into account when reviewing our proposal. The renovated building will be a green building ready for the 21st century that minimizes the climate change impact and running cost while being in line with council requirements and local heritage. End of my statement. Thank you.
Any questions, panel?
No
questions, thanks.
No.
No questions. Okay.
Mr. McInerney will announce the decision of the panel, which is unanimous.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The decision, as the chairman said, is unanimous, and in fact, is we're recommending the same as recommended by the council, which is outlined on page 195. The recommendation of the council is to refuse the application as submitted, I so move, Mr. Chairman.
And that is agreed?
Yes.
That's agreed. Do you want to add anything?
No. Mr. Chairman, I'm reluctant to do this, but we feel there is an answer here, and I have mentioned it earlier, but I'd just like to underline that I believe the answer lies in that northern corner, and I believe it's through a two-storey addition which could be adjusted design-wise to accommodate the problems with number three. But that's my personal opinion, and it may not necessarily be the opinion of others, but I think the general opinion, though, is that there is a way forward, so I wouldn't be too pessimistic about the whole future of the development.
You wish to speak?
Yes, but not on this
item. I'm about to terminate the meeting.
Okay, before you close the meeting, can I just respectfully ask that we review the decision of the decision at the minute of item 5 to ensure that it corresponds with the decision? Because the reason being is that decision has been made previously by the panel and it wasn't reflected in minutes. And it's taken 2 years and thousands of dollars.
With that, I can formally close the meeting. Yep. Thank you for your attendance.